We are going to have our Bible reading from the book of Luke, chapter 16, from verse 1 to 13. Thank you.
Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do, so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 800 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 400. Then he asked the second, "And how much do you owe?" 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, "Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Amen.
Well, thank you so much for the wonderful reading of the Word of God. This morning, our gospel reading came from the book of Luke, chapter 16. It is a parable which is amongst parables. You would recall that the book of Luke, chapter 15, there are three parables there, which is the parable of the lost coin, the parable of the lost sheep, and the parable of the prodigal son. Then this one is also maybe the parable of the prodigal manager. And thereafter, there's also the story about Lazarus and the rich man. Well, when I was just looking at this story, it is one of those difficult stories to talk about, because it is a good lesson from a very bad example. So you find this wealthy man who had a manager who was responsible for overseeing his estate and finance. However, the manager was accused of wasting his master's resources and was about to be fired. So this man, anticipating his dismissal, the manager cleverly reduces the debt of his master's debtors, hoping that this will take him in. Once he's lost his job, they will help him in the near future. When the master discovered that what the manager had done, he commended the manager's shrewdness, even though the manager's actions were dishonest. The parable teaches us to be wise and strategic in our actions, using our resources to build relationships and further God's kingdom. It highlights the importance of being faithful stewards of what God has entrusted us. We need to be very faithful because God has entrusted us with a lot of resources in our midst. And you know, one day I was just traveling to Zimbabwe, that's where I come from. So I had £20 with me at the airport. Then I thought, so, well, I'm going to buy a very good, a nice thing for my wife with £20. So I got into this other shop at the airport. The prices were written in very small figures. I couldn't see, but I thought maybe it was £20. When I got to the counter to try and buy the watch, they said, well, it's 2,000. So guess what I did? And then I took my £20, I went into one of the shop, I had a fish and chips and a drink, that was all. But the fact that these things are there at the airport, there are people who can afford. There are people who are rich who can afford, who can pay those bills, but I couldn't afford. That's how different we are in our social status. There are those people who are rich and those who are poor as we go on. But what is very important is to use our resources, which were entrusted by God, for the enhancement of God's kingdom. So we need to go on to be strategic in managing these resources which God entrusted us for his kingdom. Number two, we need to be faithful in small things. Jesus is emphasizing the importance of being faithful in small matters so that he will give us greater responsibility. Number three, we need to prioritize God's kingdom. We should prioritize God's kingdom and internal riches over worldly wealth and temporal gains. What I know, well, the wealth of this world, you might have it, but one day you might not have it. You don't go with this wealth. If you go into eternity, you don't go with the wealth of this world. But what is important is to build relationship, being caring for other people, and treat human beings as human beings. You know, I was talking about when I came in during COVID time. It was a terrible time to come in, but what we're witnessing in televisions in terms of the vaccines, those nations which were wealthier than other nations would go and hoard the vaccines for themselves. Those poor nations, they were left with nothing. But, you know, people would travel and COVID would spread even in the poorest nations, even in the rich countries. You know, it was just chaotic. So there was need maybe to sort of equalize and give everyone a chance and an opportunity, regardless of what they are, of what where they come from at the same time. So as we go on, we need to build relationships, not to trust on our wealth, not to trust on what we have, not to trust, you know, some people have actually started some classes. You know, there's classes, the richer will become more richer, the poorer becoming more poorer. You know, people, they don't treat each other as equals. But when we are in the front, in the eyes of God, we are all equal. Despite where we come from, despite who we are, we need to treat one another. You know, the Bible says, what will it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet use their own soul? So as we go on, we need to be very faithful in these small things. And God is going to give us greater things to take care of. Well, I was just looking at one of the quotations which Archbishop Desmond Tutu gave when he was still alive, he's a South African archbishop. He said, if you see an elephant stepping on a tail of a mouse, and then you say you are neutral, I'm not sure whether the mouse would appreciate your neutrality, because they will say you would have sided with the elephant. So if you see some injustice happening in the world and you don't challenge it, you would have sided with the oppressor. There are a lot of things which are happening in this world, a lot of wars and a lot of things which are happening, but we as Christians, we ought to challenge those injustices, those things which are happening in our own localities, in our own places. We need to challenge them. If we don't challenge them, we would have sided with the oppressors. We need to be very faithful in those small and tiny details as we go on. And God is going to entrust us with greater things in our lives. So as we go on, we need also to seek internal riches, prioritize spiritual growth and internal riches over worldly wealth and materialism. You know, this world is judged with a lot of materialism and with a lot of things happening in the world. You know, when I came into this country, you know, there's one thing which I wish to have. I wish to have an iPhone 12. And my son also wished to have one. But after a year, there was an iPhone 13. After the next year, there was an iPhone 15. You can't chase the materialism of the world. Even when you look at Christmas and everything else, sometimes Christmas has been commercialized. It might lose its own essence. What is it all about? Is it all about Christmas trees? Is it also, you know, I've seen people at Christmas buying pajamas and everything else, buying a lot of things and nice things and giving people each other gifts and the like, which is good. But is this essence of Christmas still the same, or is it all about commercialization? You know, when we look at this during this time, just after Remembrance Service, you see when you go into the shops, things are different. It's all about Christmas. Advertising and commercializing and the business people, that's the time when they have got a bumper business at the same time. But do they really look at Christ sometimes? Some of them, they don't even know the essence of Christmas. They just celebrate. So as we go on, we need to look at internal riches over worldly wealth and material possession. So as we go on, this parable teaches us a lot of things. It is rich in its own way. Let's be faithful in these small things. And you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money. You know, there are those people who are chasing money. They are becoming richer and richer, while the poorer are becoming poorer and poorer. But, you know, we pray that one day God will help us, because we know there are those people who don't have anything to eat. There are those people who don't have anywhere to stay. We are running a food kitchen at Central. Sometimes I have the opportunity to speak to the people who come there. Some there don't have anywhere to stay. I would ask, where do you stay? They say, no, I don't have, I'm of no fixed abode. They think of the next meal. So the first time I went there, I wasn't in my collar, so they thought I was one of them. So they said, no, well, tomorrow we're going to the Baptist church, that's where we're going to have our breakfast. Then after, on Wednesday, we're going to this other place again. On Thursday, we're going to this other place. So they care for one another in their own community, you know, loving one another. So as a church, despite where we come from, despite who we are, we need to love one another. And we need to do what is right and be there for one another wherever we go. Whatever you have, let's share with others. Let's give to those who don't have. Let's build the kingdom of God by building relationships with those people who come. You know, as a church, we need to welcome the stranger, those people whom we don't know. I was at Norfolk over the holidays, so I decided to go to this church, Hunstaton Methodist Church. I wasn't in my clerical attire, but I just wanted to feel how other Methodist church welcome strangers. It was good because I was welcomed in a nice way. They are good because they know that people who come from holidays, they will always come to their own churches. I was welcomed and I was given tea, I was given coffee, you know, a lot of things happened there. I enjoyed my worship there. They gave me a welcome pack, and if I'm to go back there, I'll go back again and worship there. So as a church, we have got this obligation to be more welcoming. If you see somebody whom you don't know, please talk to them. I've always said at Central Methodist Church, when I finished the church, I say to them, make sure you speak to somebody whom you haven't spoken to for a week. If you don't have anything to say, just talk about the weather, talk about the holiday, talk about anything to them as you go on. Be more welcoming and say hi to them. Just try to greet other people. You know, when I came into this country, I would walk around. I used to live in Rothwell. I would walk around. You know, as an African man, we were taught that when you see somebody, you greet them. So I went around, when I was taking some walks, I would greet people. Some would smile at me, some would respond back, some would look aside, but I didn't mind. I just went on to greet them. You know, now maybe I'm becoming more British now. When I see some of the people, I don't greet them, which is not good. I should have continued greeting them and doing what is right. So as a church, despite where we are, we need to be more welcoming and build the kingdom of God as we go on. May the good Lord bless us and be with us wherever we go, whatever we do. We need to be strategic in our actions and using the resources which God entrusted us, being good stewards to build relationships and further God's kingdom. So as we go on, this parable highlights the importance of faithful stewards of what God has entrusted us. May the good Lord bless us this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen.